This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a great guest joining us here in just a few minutes. Julie Harris is the president of the National Federation of Republican Women. She's going to join us to talk about this Texas redistricting fight where the Democrats have now fled the state. They have absolutely fled the state. They are refusing to take part in the democratic process as they shriek and shrill, democracy. And meanwhile, they're, you know, taking off in flights paid for by who knows. You know, the Illinois fat cat, J.B. Pritzker, big money Democrat governor of the state of Illinois, the corrupt state of Illinois. Funding these corrupt flights? Is he the one funding these corrupt flights, or is it somebody else? Anyway, we'll talk about that more here in just a couple of minutes. But back to the Montana Democrats. Yeah, I finally got my hands on this leaked memo showing the infighting in the Montana Democrat Party, in the legislature in particular. And it's interesting that so many of the news outlets here in Montana that reported on the leaked memo did not share the full leaked memo. So I'm going to have to do that on our Montana Talks website here later today. But in this memo, the leading, you know, I think chief of staff for the Democrats in the legislature basically openly admits that Representative Braxton Mitchell's bill to ban foreign funding of ballot measures would harm the Democrats' ability to gain the financial backing necessary to run successful ballot initiative campaigns. Look at the way the Democrats have used the ballot initiative process to push some of the craziest stuff imaginable, like no limits abortion. And they lied to you throughout the initiative campaign and claimed, oh, well, no, they wanted you to think that it set a limit on abortion when it really did not. And so they use foreign money to back their ballot initiative. Foreign money like Hans-Jörg Wies, the far-left Hillary Clinton backer, who's from Switzerland. He's the same guy who's been funding the American Prairie Reserve to kick ranchers off the land here in Montana. Yeah, foreigners like that are the foreigners funding the Democrat Party's ballot initiative campaigns. But there's several pages here focused on ballot initiatives and why they also want to ban any party affiliation in judicial races and in judicial elections here in Montana. This chief of staff for the Montana Democrats is referring to judicial races, and if candidates are able to run with party affiliation, that it would be an existential threat to the Democrats and to their liberal agenda here in Montana. In other words, they think that if we the people of Montana know the truth about these judicial candidates and know more information about these judicial candidates, that's an existential threat for the Democrats. Because they have to lie, they have to conceal, they have to fake it, they have to pretend to be something other than what they are. Because if they ran on what they are, they lose. They get rejected by the people of Montana.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine today, there's a nice little chance for a shower storm, mainly east of Billings. Otherwise, high temperatures from around 80 in Bozeman to 87 in the Billings area. For tonight, with clear skies, overnight lows from 52 in Bozeman to 63 in Billings. And then on Wednesday, we can expect sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s to around 90 degrees. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. Smoke from Canadian wildfires recently causing air quality issues in the U.S. And while unrelated, recent research says there's strong evidence to connect air pollution to dementia. The research published by British scientists in an interdisciplinary journal on planetary health says there's a statistically significant link between dementia and long-term exposure to three different types of air pollutants: fine particulate matter, nitrogen dioxide, and soot that comes from vehicle exhaust and burning wood. The researchers also say as levels of exposure increase, the risk for dementia also rises. Fine particulate matters can increase the risk as much as 17%. Long-term nitrogen dioxide ups the risk by 3%, and soot raised dementia onset risk by 13%. The research was done after studying data from about 30 million people over four continents. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe. No.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, we'll get to your phone calls here in a few minutes here later in the hour, but let's jump right into it here. Julie Harris is the president of the National Federation of Republican Women. And Julie, thanks for joining us once again here on Montana Talks. Great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, good morning. I'm happy to be here.
So out of Texas, so the Democrats who love to shriek and shrill about democracy are running from the Democrat process, but the state of Illinois under the far left fat cat governor there, J.B. Pritzker, is becoming a sanctuary state for the Democrats who are refusing to do their jobs.
All new meaning for sanctuary state, and the Democrats flee to the most, one of the most, got a California in there, gerrymandered states in the union. When I heard what the Democrats were doing, I thought, here we go again. So I'm a Texas girl, born and raised in Texas, spent my first 20 years in Texas, and we have seen this before. This is a stunt that the Democrats have done multiple times. They don't like the way things are going. They're like unruly children, and they flee the state. They abandon what they were elected to do, their constitutional duty. It's called representative democracy. Their districts have the right to have their representative in the room when decisions are being made, even if their representative is in the minority. But the Democrats don't care. They just keep doing the same thing. They're totally tone deaf. You would think after 2024 they would be realigning themselves, but they just keep going further left. And hey, that's okay. We'll repeat in 2026 what we did in 2024.
We had a similar deal here in Montana. Jeff Essman reminded us of on X yesterday. I think it was back in 2013, where you had legislative Democrats basically flee Helena to try to block action from taking place to prevent a quorum. And it ended up being very embarrassing for the legislative Democrats. I mean, I remember there were milk jugs with missing signs on them showing the legislative Democrats' faces. And it's just a party that just continues to embarrass themselves time and time again.
That's right. And the best thing that the Republican do, and the Republican women, we are already in action, and that is, don't take it for granted. Don't get cocky. Don't get arrogant. Just do what we did in 2024 again. The NFRW is starting right now. We're working in the Virginia governor's race for Winsom. We're going to be on the doorsteps of the voters. We're going to be on the phone with the voters. It gives us this unique advantage to understand what the Americans are thinking, not just Republicans, right? I mean, we expect Republicans to do what they need to do, which is vote. So we specifically target independents or low propensity voters. We're going to do that. We're not going to get our eyes on this shock and awe with the media that the Democrats are doing. They're giving us a gift. Let them keep doing that, and we're gearing up. We're doing a run in 2025, but we're gearing up really for 2026. We are committed to helping President Trump be a four-year president and be successful. We must win in the midterms. Democrats are helping us.
That's right. So often, so many on our side. And not only that, but President Trump has brought so many new folks into the fold here. And you know, those folks might come out during presidential election years, but it's hard to get them back at the polls in midterm elections, and that is absolutely critical. I mean, this whole Texas thing should be a wake-up call. This is how serious Democrats are treating the midterm elections. So maybe we need to treat the midterm elections that serious as well. Texas, they're stepping up. But the Democrats are the worst abusers of gerrymandered legislative districts. They did it here in Montana. Illinois is a train wreck. Now, California is saying, you know, Gavin Newsom is saying, well, okay, if Texas redraws their congressional districts, well, we're going to do the same. Now, I'm no expert on the California map, but I think California Democrats have already done everything they can to gerrymander that anyway. So it kind of seems like an empty threat, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, I agree. It's already gerrymandered. The Democrats are keen at gerrymandering. And one thing that has came from this that I would say is a very good thing, and I have to thank media and shows like this radio show and Newsmax and Fox News and podcasters, all the wonderful ways now that we can get news. We're not just relying on legacy media. One of the best things that has come from this is that is being exposed. We're seeing the maps of California, the crazy map of Illinois. I mean, my goodness, take a look at that map. Put it up on your website. Let your listeners see that map. We're educating voters because they're seeing the hypocrisy as these Texas Democrats, they fled not just a sanctuary state, but the most gerrymandered state that there is in favor of Democrats. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for bringing awareness to this and helping educate the American voter.
Well, thanks for what the Republican women are doing. We've got so many great Republican women chapters here in Montana, and they are a force to be reckoned with. Yes. Julie Harris, great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, oh, hey, good. Texas Republicans are stepping up to redraw the lines here and to take charge of redistricting. Why don't Montana Republicans do that? Well, again, this is why our Supreme Court elections are so critical. And we've got Supreme Court elections taking place next year during these very midterm elections. The Supreme Court gets to decide the deciding vote on the redistricting commission. So what do? You got a partisan left-wing Democrat-run Supreme Court. Of course, they're going to appoint a partisan left-wing Democrat activist to be in charge of redistricting in Montana. So, again, we've got to take these Supreme Court elections seriously. And that's why you got to get out and support Judge Dan Wilson.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Now, this is just bizarre. While President Trump taking a lot of media flack for firing the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics because he didn't like the weak job number, Elon Musk has just contributed $5 million to a pro-Trump super PAC. Now, why would he do that? Is it a peace offering? Is he trying to get back in the president's good graces? And at the same time, remember when he said no difference between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, and therefore there needs to be a third option? Well, he never filed. He never created the third party. Talk about a campaign promise. Elon Musk never did what he said he was going to do, to give people the choice of voting for a third party. How does he explain that? With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, it was so great to catch up with Riggs Johnston, the pro golfer from Libby, Montana, 25 years old, just back from the British Open. He's just about to head off to Trump International in Scotland. We had a fun conversation during the Montana Governor's Cup in Columbia Falls. We aired that on Monday's Montana Talks. What's coming up on Tuesday? We'll get back to the big news of the day. John Jackson, the Joker from X in the house, taking your phone calls and more.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
The company that has built its brand by calling plants meat may soon be rebranding itself. Beyond Meat is reportedly planning to drop meat from its corporate name as sales continue to fall and criticism grows louder for the alternative protein company. In an interview with Fast Company, Beyond Meat CEO Ethan Brown said the company is shifting focus from imitating meat to highlighting plant-based proteins for what they are. But that move may have come from increased pressure on the Food and Drug Administration to toughen up guidance for fake meat companies that would prevent them from using misleading labels on plant-based products. Recently, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association submitted formal comments to the FDA, urging tougher guidance to stop plant-based companies from using terms like meat in imagery of cattle or ranchers. NCBA President Nebraska Cattleman Buck Werbine said, quote, "If you're manufacturing products to replace beef that contain no real meat, you should not be using terms that are specific to livestock." He added, these companies shouldn't be allowed to trade on beef's good name. Meanwhile, Beyond Meat posted a $52.9 million loss in Q1 of 2025. U.S. sales continue to slide. Its stock is now trading just above $3 a share, down more than 50% this year from highs of over $100 a share just 5 years ago. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Let's see. I meant to get to this in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. We were talking about the Texas redistricting debate and just the embarrassing response of Democrats who have now fled the state to try to prevent the democratic process from going forward, to block a quorum. And, of course, now the state of Texas is looking to arrest those Texas legislative Democrats who have abandoned their posts and are refusing to show up and do their duty. And meanwhile, I think part of the reason why they're just continuing to kick their feet and throw their childish little temper tantrum, like Julie Harris just talked about a couple of minutes ago, it's because Donald Trump is so successful and they don't know what else to do other than to just get mad and just get angry. Sean Hannity last night focused on, in fact, I saw the Daily Caller had a report on this as well here, how even CNN is highlighting just how powerful and just how influential President Donald J. Trump is, especially here in his second term.
Meanwhile, even fake news CNN, they have finally come to grips with reality, calling Trump the most influential president of the century. Take a look.
Donald Trump administration is arguably the most influential this century and probably as well dating back a good portion of the last century as well. Love it, like it, lump it. Trump is remaking the United States of America. Let's talk about tariffs first, right? There's all this talk that Donald Trump always chickens out when it comes to tariffs. No tacos for Trump. The effective tariff rate, get this, it's 18%, but it's not just on tariffs, which of course Donald Trump ran on, in which you're seeing a tremendously influential presidency. What about immigration? Of course, Trump ran and has always run on a very hawkish immigration platform. Get this, 2025 net migration in the United States down at least 60% from last year.
Love it, like it, lump it. In just 6 months, President Trump is getting huge things, consequential, transformational things accomplished, and the Democrats, they're falling apart. They're infighting.
Yeah, they're falling apart. They're infighting. They just sound even crazier than they've sounded the last 4 years when they consistently go to bat for criminal illegal aliens and some of the worst on that front as well. Now you've got this Democrat member of Congress who has now been exposed for saying on camera that she is a proud Guatemalan first before she is an American citizen. I'm sure you guys have seen or heard that audio. I think it's in Spanish, but well, John Jackson can interpret this for you. Okay, so what you just heard there is a Democrat representative openly admitting that she is in violation of her oath of office, swearing allegiance to the United States of America, not to Guatemala, allegiance to the United States of America. She should be investigated and then booted out of office for violating the oath of office. All right, we were talking about the midterm elections, and that's why Democrats are throwing this temper tantrum down in Texas, because they've gerrymandered all of their states, but they don't want Texas to be able to draw their congressional boundary lines. And it's all because look at how close the Democrat-Republican difference is in the U.S. House of Representatives right now. Look at how close we were to getting the biggest tax hike in American history. That's what the Democrats wanted to do. And that's why they're so desperate to retain a lock on these legislative redistricting battles. But what about the midterm elections? The DailyCaller.com featuring Newt Gingrich, also on Fox News here, talking about what he believes will matter most to voters this time next year.
Can I just get a word in? You know, this story in the front page of the Wall Street Journal, very important. It drove up stocks. Very underestimated, you know. 100% expensing, full depreciation, even on building a new factory, is going to give these companies huge new cash flows. And they can raise workforce wages. They can train people better. They can give shareholders more returns. Well, I mean, this is almost an underrated point, but I think it's a very important point. What do you think?
Well, look, I think that if you take the combination of the one big beautiful bill with enormous breakthroughs in both taxes and regulations, you combine that with the relative effect for manufacturing of the tariffs, and you combine that with Trump's going around the planet picking up sales for American goods and picking up investments for America, I think by next summer we're going to be in the Trump boom. It's going to be very real, and it's going to create a choice for the voters next year.
All right, let's hold it right there. More from Newt Gingrich. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich was on Fox Business on Monday saying that voters will face a stark economic and political contrast in 2026, one that could define the next election cycle even after that. And so on this appearance with Larry Kudlow, as the Daily Caller points out here, Gingrich laid out a bullish outlook on the economy under President Donald Trump's policies and argued that pro-growth measures like 100% expensing, deregulation, and tariffs will drive a Trump boom by next summer. He says the big, beautiful bill is the foundation for renewed investment, wage growth, and a manufacturing resurgence. And so, especially, look, you look on the heels of this big trade win between the U.S. and the European Union and just what it means for American cattle ranchers alone. So now with what's been delivered in one big, beautiful bill, what are things going to look like 1 year from now? The other thing I would add to it is, okay, this Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is deliberately keeping interest rates high, is deliberately harming the economy, is deliberately making it harder on working class families to get into a home, especially younger couples. But he's out in, what, 7 months? Imagine what's going to happen when Jerome gets out and there's a new Federal Reserve chairman that's not standing in the way of our economy. Imagine what will happen then. Anyway, here's more of what Newt Gingrich had to say about what he thinks will matter most this time next year.
I think by next summer, we're going to be in the Trump boom. Yeah. It's going to be very real, and it's going to create a choice for the voters next year between a Trump boom on the one hand and the Democrats' gloom on the other hand. The image you just showed of Schumer could hardly be better. I mean, these guys are proud of having stopped the American people from having the folks they want run the federal government. I think as the country understands what a deliberate strategy this is, they're going to be very unhappy that the Democrats are deliberately trying to keep the Biden people in charge despite the election.
All right. And again, I think this all ties in with the Federal Reserve, and you've got Jerome Powell, too late Powell, as President Trump has referred to him, standing in the way of our economy, standing in the way of young people getting into a more affordable home and keeping the interest rates high. I think it's just shameful what Jerome Powell is doing, while at the same time Jerome Powell is overseeing, what is it now, a $3.1 billion, with a B, $3.1 billion building complex for the Federal Reserve. This is like some Hunger Games type stuff here, where the Federal Reserve back in the Capitol is living high on the hog, building these massive $3 billion plus building complexes, palaces for themselves, while at the same time making it harder for your kids or you or your grandkids to be able to get into a home and live the American dream.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
Ooh! What about the tiny dog?
What?
Cat.
Aww.
Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale. Well, so.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/ the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The latest on the manhunt for the Anaconda shooting suspect. Check it out, MontanaTalks.com. Plus, we caught up with Attorney General Austin Knutson. That's on the podcast now.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, I was listening in during the break there, and I heard Mike Rowe's voice. You guys know Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs, such a great advocate for trades education and the need to not just focus on four-year liberal arts degrees that somehow turn into 7 years to get a four-year liberal arts degree. But he's talking about plumbers. He's talking about electricians. He's talking about people who build things. And remember recently he was saying, you know, there's always this focus on AI, artificial intelligence, and the jobs that are going to be lost because of AI. Well, you're not going to replace a plumber with AI. You're not going to replace an electrician with AI. All right, let me talk about this for just a second here. Okay, how many of you, you know, you get up for church on Sunday morning, and you got, like us, you got a family of five, and, you know, you assume that people will get up at different times of morning and, you know, take their showers at different times of morning, but what always happens? Everybody waits till the last minute to jump in the shower and get ready for church, right? Or, you know, when school is back in session here soon, everybody's going to be in the shower at the same time. Some people are going to be fighting over the showers. And then what happens? By the time you finally get in there, the water is cold. I don't know if you guys have heard about these new tankless water heaters that heat the water on demand. Apparently, they also reduce your energy costs significantly. And they provide basically unlimited hot water. So I've had both in my house. I've had the old school water heater, and it's like once it's out, it's out. And then I've had the new one, and it's like, holy cow, what a game changer this is. It's like, you know, now your stinky teenage boys can get a shower, and you can too, and have hot water at the same time. Well, let me tell you about a high caliber plumbing. It's a high caliber family. This is a veteran owned and family owned business. Ron Gunn is the owner. Kim manages things. That's his wife. And then his two sons, Matt and David, work for the company as plumbers. And they've been proudly serving the Billings, Bridger, Red Lodge, Columbus, and surrounding Montana areas since 2005. But anyway, they can, if you're interested in getting one of those tankless water heaters and having hot water when you're ready to get your shower, I'm telling you what, get a hold of them, ask them about that. The other thing that they do are these radiant heating systems. I was just at a friend's cabin over the weekend, and my wife was like, oh, go to the bathroom in the back. It's got heated floors. And I walked on it, you know, especially after you've been out on the lake. And, you know, it was a little chilly this weekend, a little later on. And I was like, holy cow, heated floor. This is nice. Now, I think I'm just going to stand here for a few minutes. Well, they can do radiant floor heating for you as well here, which also apparently helps reduce your energy costs. Visit highcaliberplumbing.com. Highcaliberplumbing.com or call today to schedule your service and ask them about those heated floors. I mean, even in the summer, it's nice to have a heated floor in the bathroom, right? Or hot water in your shower. Tankless water heaters, yeah. Highcaliberplumbing.com. All right, let's see. Where was I going to go next? Oh, I know where I was going to go next. So we had this ready to roll for you yesterday, but never got to it. Thanks to our producer, Caden, for snagging all these audio clips for us. We are always over-prepared for a show like this because we've got so many great listeners, so we want to be ready for you. And we want to bring something new to the table, hopefully, as well here. But President Trump's Labor Secretary, Lori Chavez de Remmer, the Trump War Room shared this over the weekend on X. But I was talking about too late Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, that we're stuck with for another 7 months or so here. President Trump's labor secretary was on Fox Business as well. And anyway, you know, to my point here, she's talking about the harm that is being caused by Jerome Too Late Powell and by keeping these interest rates so high right now, making it harder for, you know, young families in particular to get into a home. But it also impacts our national debt. When we have to refinance trillions of dollars of our national debt that President Trump inherited from the Washington swamp, imagine having to refinance trillions of dollars at these interest rates at what they are right now.
Absolutely. It's an economic good. Why would Jerome Powell be too little too late? Why doesn't he want to be on board for the American people? Congress passed the One Big Beautiful Bill. The president has done a wonderful job in these trade deals. We're seeing more and more countries come to the table. And this is another leg of the stool that can be assisting the American worker and the American business. And he's choosing not to do so. We need those interest rates down so that our businesses can borrow more money at a cheaper rate and invest in their companies, invest in the American economy, and grow this economy even better. We've seen positive job growth. We have seen consumer confidence go up. We've seen unemployment hold steady. While we could have seen better jobs numbers, right now we're seeing American workers are being put first. Native-born workers account for all of the job growth, and that's key. And the president is going to lean in, and all of his secretaries are going to lean in. And I can tell you this, what I'm hearing on the ground is positive. People are excited about what's happening on the ground. We're setting the table for a positive economy, and the American worker is going to win in this occasion because the president has their back.
Yeah, that's right. The president has the back of the working people. If you guys missed it, if you missed it yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, I shared the audio of my conversation with the crew from Love, Inc. out of Lincoln County, Libby, Montana, Northwest Montana, right? And we talked about the poverty in Lincoln County. In fact, there was a term. If you listen to the conversation, I'll bet I'll bet when she used a specific term, your ears kind of popped. You were like, wait, what did I just hear? What did she just say? So if you were to look at the economic numbers, and this goes not just for Libya, I think you could say this goes for Missoula. This goes for Bozeman. Is there any poverty in Bozeman? Of course there is. Is there any poverty in Missoula? Of course there is. Is there poverty in Billings? Of course there is. Well, of course there's poverty in Lincoln County. But see, here's the thing. Because our economy is rocking and rolling, and in particular because we've got the post-COVID-19 refugees who fled the Cal states, the Californias, the Oregons, the Washingtons, to get out of those crazy Democrat-run states, you've got, you know, typically wealthier, either retired or approaching retirement age folks that have moved into Montana. That's helped our economy. That's helped existing businesses thrive and do well. Now, thankfully, we've also had now finally a Republican governor for the last 4+ years and Republican-led legislatures that have cut taxes and implemented pro-growth, pro-business policies. But there are still people, working-class people, that grew up in Montana, that have lived in places like Libby, that are struggling, that can't benefit from even what's thriving in our economy right now. They need these opportunities from mining in Montana. They need opportunities in our timber industry. That's what's going to provide real wages for working class folks that are from here, that grew up here in places like Libby. That's why we need to revitalize our mining industry. That's why we need to revitalize our timber industry. That's why we got to get these mines up and running in places like Libby. But the term that she used, the executive director of Love, Inc., she says, there's so much poverty in Libby right now and in South Lincoln County that they refer to it as white reservation because of the poverty there. They're literally sitting on gold mines in the form of timber, in the form of other, you know, copper and silver and things like that. And yet, so much poverty, they refer to it as white reservation. That's why we've got to get our mining industry rocking and rolling here in America. But we're also dependent on China right now. Here's what Victor Davis Hanson had to say about that with Laura Ingraham last night on why the United States and why Trump is working to revitalize our mining in particular.
Very important, and we can do it very easily, Laura. This was all done by design, not by accident or fate. We have plentiful natural rare earth materials in California, Wyoming. We just opened a mine in Montana. We produce twice the nuclear energy that China does. We have 3 times the production of oil, 3 times or 4 times the production of gas. They brag about their coal plants. We have twice the coal reserves that China does. And we're the leading producer, as I said, of nuclear energy. And they're dependent on everything. And we're really, if we wanted to be dependent on nothing. We're autonomous. We could be self-sufficient in all of our natural resources. We don't need to have 300,000 Chinese students here in the United States. And a lot of them deprive opportunities of Americans from the heartland. There's no reason we have to have this enormous investment in China, and it's just a choice we've made for our corporate class and our investor class found it very profitable to build up China, and the result is we're not self-sufficient and we're vulnerable, and we could easily rectify it.
Smart water, pure crisp taste.
That's really good water.
It's the kind of water that says, I have my life together.
I do feel more sophisticated.
Smart water, for those with a taste for taste. Grab yours today.
Fox News commentary.
Chicago's most privileged posse of crybabies has formalized their whiny behavior into a scream club. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News.
Chicago is riddled with migrants, gun violence, and overall lawlessness, and now they have a new annoying problem, also likely formed and founded by liberals. It's a scream club. The city's most privileged group of crybabies have formalized their whiny behavior into an actual scream club. Basically, this group of mostly white and likely liberal women gather together to scream into the abyss for a cathartic release. They quite literally band together in shared anger and frustration and yell out at Lake Michigan. Why are these people always so bitter and jaded and unpleasant? If you have time to go meet up with other folks to scream at the lake, your life probably isn't that bad, you're not that oppressed, and you should get over yourselves. You know, there are plenty of improvements to be made in Chicago, and I sure hope these screaming folks would devote the passion, energy, and effort into something more productive for Chicago and mankind. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
The latest on the manhunt for the Anaconda shooting suspect. Check it out, MontanaTalks.com. Plus, we caught up with Attorney General Austin Knutson. That's on the podcast now.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine today, there's a nice little chance for a shower storm, mainly east of Billings. Otherwise, high temperatures around 80 in Bozeman to 87 in the Billings area. For tonight, with clear skies, overnight lows from 52 in Bozeman to 63 in Billings. And then on Wednesday, we can expect sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s to around 90 degrees. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
This is exactly why we need to revitalize our timber industry, and we need to get these mines up and running in northwest Montana. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I had a great conversation with the executive director of Love, Inc., Love in the Name of Christ. They have a new chapter in Lincoln County, Libby, Montana. And we were talking about how they're working to meet the needs of those in need and why it's so important we get these.
95-91. Christmas in July is here.
Oh, oh, oh.
Only at Renewal by Anderson.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, good to see John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house. We'll get to him here in a second. But first, let's get to you and your phone calls, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Let's see, we got Clint in Bozeman wanting to weigh in on the economy. Clint, always great to hear your insight.
Well, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Good morning. Is Mr. Jackson with you, too?
It's the Reverend. It's the not-so-Reverend Johnny Jackson. Yeah, he's in the house. Yeah, he's here.
That's wonderful. I really enjoy listening to you guys. This morning, what I want to say, two things. I want to talk about the environment once and then inflation a little bit. First of all, you guys been smelling the smoke?
Yeah, the Canadian wildfire smoke is back. I heard that on the Fox News radio the other day. Yeah. How bad you smelling it?
They pour yesterday here in Bozeman, right out here. I live right here on the river, here on the West Gallatin River. And the smoke was so bad, we had to shut the house up. And the birds and everything, they weren't doing good. And I think that the environmental community has stopped most of the logging in Montana. And I think the environmental community ought to take a look at Germany and how they do their forests. And that's all I want to say about that.
Very manicured. Very manicured, yeah. In parts of Europe, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's my mother-in-law, she went there about every other year or so, and she was telling me about it. But anyway, I used to buy a candy bar, a Hershey's candy bar, for a nickel. And today, now this is inflation. This is the best way in the world to tell you how much inflation has increased. Today, that same candy bar at Walmart is put near a dollar and a half. So if you gauge it from a nickel to a dollar and a half, that'll tell you about the inflation and how our dollar is becoming worth less and less every year. No, it's going to happen.
And the candy bar is probably smaller, too, than what it used to be for the... I've noticed that, too, when... although it makes my when I do my diet tune-ups with Billings Last Diet, it makes that a little bit easier to be like, okay, I'm gonna save some money on that one there. Well, Clint, great to hear from you. Appreciate your phone call. Yeah, you know, we got to get the interest rates down. We got to get these mines up and running. We got to get our timber industry up and running. John Jackson, the Joker from X, throw that headset on there. When Clint was talking about how the wildfire smoke from Canada is impacting his birds. Normally, I love it when Clint calls in, you'll hear those birds in the background. Yeah, he's got these fancy birds, and they'll be chiming away. And he says they'll be quiet, and then the moment he calls into the radio, they hear his voice, and they just start chat. They just start, you know, doing their crazy thing. But, yeah, the wildfire smoke must have got – I couldn't hear the birds in the background that time.
I tell you, Aaron, you know I'm not a tinfoil hat guy or anything, right? I mean, I'm normally about facts and all that. But I'm telling you, you've been watching this for too many years for it to be a coincidence. Every year in the summer, they start these massive – and I'm saying that intentionally. They start these massive wildfires up in Canada. Canada, and they let them burn for 3, 4, 5 months without doing anything to put them out. You ask yourself, I mean, that cannot be by accident.
Well, look, Canada, you know, used to be kind of a model for forest health, right? In fact, we'd get ticked off here in America because they were subsidizing their timber industry while the Democrats were shutting ours down. But yeah, isn't it interesting that, you know, after, you know, pretty little Prime Minister Trudeau and now this left winger that followed in his footsteps took power. All of a sudden, they can't manage their forests, and we keep having to inhale their smoke, going all the way back since I think May. We've been breathing in their smoke, and so a point that you make is interesting. See, why would they want this to happen every year? Because it pushes their climate alarmist agenda, right? Did you hear Mamdani had a Pocahontas with him in New York City?
Oh yeah, they want more government grocery stores.
Yeah, it's about affordability. You people are the reason that things aren't affordable. And now they have a big government solution to help people with affordability. Again, create the crisis so you can profit off the crisis. Mamdani, Pocahontas, it's exactly what's happening.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.